Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Let's run through division winners first and foremost. We'll start right here close to home in the NFC East. Who wins the division?
The Eagles win this division this year. Dallas, slight step back, not a total collapse, but they won't be quite as good. Philadelphia rebounds from the complete collapse last year. They have the best roster, maybe second best roster. In the NFC, they will be plenty good enough to win the NFC East. They get to 12-5 division winner.
Yeah, so I think both the Eagles and the Cowboys have a chance to be worse than they were last year. The difference being that the Eagles were so bad down the stretch that they finished with about the record they would this year, even if they're worse than last season, if that makes sense. I think Philly does win the division. Nobody, and I mean nobody, did less to improve its roster than Dallas as a front office and organization because they were cash-strapped and had to prepare for paying CeeDee Lamb, which they've done, and the inevitability of paying Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons on each side of the ball also. Because of that, I think the Cowboys, who have a bad running back situation, regress. The Eagles probably hang about where they were, and they win the division. I'll say they are an 11-win division champion. Dallas ends up winning 9 or 10 games and has a chance to make the playoffs as a wild card. Let's go to the NFC North next.
Detroit Lions. On paper, they're really good. They were a play or two away from representing the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. They don't play a game outdoors until November. They only play 3 all year long. They are going to have home field advantage in the postseason. They win the NFC North.
I have a really hard time finding any way that the Lions don't win that division. They returned everybody, and they added talent, both in the draft where they took Terrion Arnold to play corner in the first round. They took Ennis Rakestraw to play in the nickel in the second round. They are even adding to their offense still with some of the rookies that they brought in. They've got a fourth-round running back, a fourth-round left tackle who's now going to be their swing option. And they've got a college free agent who made the roster at wide receiver behind Amon-Ra St. Brown and Khalif Raymond and Jamison Williams. Speaking of Williams, I think it's a breakout year for him. He's healthy. He's motivated. He needs to start showing out or he's not going to get a second contract.
He'll get looks, man. In that offense, like as good as St. Brown is, and totally. You're talking about 90 catches or so for LaPorta, you'll be one-on-one a lot.
Ben Johnson, who did not leave, stayed put, which is unheard of, 2 straight years as the most sought-after coordinator. So they've got a lot of continuity and play calling and scheme between he and Jared Goff. I mean, it doesn't happen like that veteran quarterbacks putting up big numbers with hotshot OCs just keep working together. Normally, the guy leaves you, and for whatever reason, Ben Johnson has not done that yet. They're also able to run the ball with Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, who's going to have a big year, and Craig Reynolds. I mean, they're just deep everywhere. I like the coaching staff a lot, too, led by Dan Campbell, who I've come around on big time, and they've got as good a front office as there is right now at picking players with Brad Holmes, even though the loss of Lance Newmark, I do think, is significant now that he's here in D.C., but I got them at 13 wins. I think they're the number one seed probably.
That's what I got.
The NFC, and they win the NFC North. Let's go to the NFC South. Seems like a 2-division race with the Bucs and the Falcons. If the Saints are a fly in the ointment, maybe you could convince me that a third team has a shot, but the Panthers will pull up the rear.
I've got the Atlanta Falcons winning this division, and it's not sexy. I think it's a 9-8 team wins it, 2-8-9 teams in New Orleans and Tampa. It's not as if Tampa's bad. They're fine. They are aggressively fine. Nothing wrong with them on either side of the ball, but nothing that right either. I don't think anybody's really going to have a stranglehold on this division. We'll be in it with 2 or 3 weeks left to play and still not know. I don't think Atlanta's good enough to really do much other than win this very mediocre division, but I got them edging out those other teams.
If the Falcons' defense is good, they're going to run away with the division. I just don't see that. They were not a good pass-rushing team last year, and while they traded for Matthew Judon during training camp, I don't think they did enough to be really good on that side of the ball. They also lost a coordinator that I thought did an excellent job last season on defense. I got the Bucs winning this division. I think you're right, Atlanta goes 9-8. I just think Tampa Bay's 10-7, and they're not overly good. I think Washington could beat them in Tampa this weekend. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But Baker Mayfield has a coach now that believes in him, in Todd Bowles. They paid him. They're carrying that over year over year. I think that losing his coordinator last year, Dave Canales, who's now the head coach in Carolina, stings some, but Liam Cohen, the OC, has worked with Baker Mayfield. Getting that money, having a team kind of put its weight behind you is going to benefit him. They also have plenty of weapons. Mike Evans is a little older. Chris Godwin, veteran, very, very good. But they drafted Jalen McMillan in the third round. Trey Palmer gives them some decent depth. Pretty good tight end position led by Cade Otton as well. So I just think there's enough there to get to 10 wins. Pretty good defensively. There's a lot made of, like, sometimes you lose a guy like Devin White as an example from that defense. He got benched by the end of last year anyway, Danny. He wasn't even starting for them. So I don't know if that's as big a loss as people think. I'll say Tampa wins the South, which leads us to the West.
I could certainly see a lot of things happening in that NFC South. I don't think it's particularly great. NFC West, this is boring, but the 49ers, they are the class of that division. Look out for Seattle. I think they're going to make some noise. They were fine last year, and I think have quietly on paper gotten a little bit better. The Rams are the wild card to me. I have no idea what to predict from them. When Stafford plays and is healthy, you think Cooper Kupp has a healthy season. That's a formidable offense. I don't know how good they'll be on the defensive side, but we forget how good the Rams finished last year. Just something to note. But San Francisco, it's one of the most complete rosters in football. Up and down, Trent Williams is back in the fold. You've got Ayuk. Weapons for days on offense. It's really about health to McCaffrey, health for Kittle, health for Debo Samuel, who a lot of times, because they take on such contact, they're so physical, may have to miss a time, a game or two here or there. If they've got their core group going, they are really, really, really hard to beat. I got them winning that division, even though it's going to be decent with 12 wins.
Death taxes Kyle Shanahan in the NFC title game if he's got his starting quarterback. That's basically what it's been for San Francisco. I don't even think the health of the playmakers is all that important in terms of winning the division. If you're just talking about missing 2-4 games, something like that. McCaffrey, Ayuk, Samuel. I mean, there's so much that they can make up for a couple of weeks to a month without someone. The one guy they got to have is Purdy. Because I don't think Josh Dobbs, their backup, or Brandon Allen, their third stringer, the former Bengal, walks through that door and gets you to the postseason winning the division. But assuming health at quarterback, they're going to win that division going away. By the way, their defense is still really, really good.
Yep.
Up front, Bosa, Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave, Leonard Floyd. They got ballers at every level. Fred Warner in the second level at linebacker. Hufanga, the safety, who had an all-pro season last year, kind of leading the way in the back end with Charvarius Ward. I'm a San Francisco believer. I think they'll be right back in the Super Bowl mix. They'll win that division. Let's go to the AFC. And go division by division with our winners here. We'll start in the AFC East, where I've got the Buffalo Bills. I know it's an easy thing right now to suggest that they're going to fall off because Stephon Diggs is in Houston. Gabe Davis is in Jacksonville. They're counting on a young receiver in Keon Coleman and an off-injured veteran in Curtis Samuel. I believe in Josh Allen. Maybe he runs more. Maybe they run more with James Cook and Ty Johnson. Maybe it's Khalil Shakir who steps up. I don't know how they're going to get there. Maybe Mac Hollins catches 9 touchdowns, the former Falcon. Josh Allen is going to combine for 40-plus touchdowns. He's going to get them across the finish line as a playoff team. And even though they have tons of injuries every year on defense, they always seem to have enough. Ed Oliver, A.J. Epinesa, Greg Rousseau rushing the quarterback. You know, in the back end, they've kind of rebuilt everything. But Teron Johnson, still one of the better players in the nickel. In the league, they had a big opening at safety, and apparently DeMar Hamlin had an unbelievable camp in preseason. He's going to start for them for the first time, so that's really, really cool. Good story there. I've got the Bills in a loaded division as the most complete team with Sean McDermott, coordinators Joe Brady, and they've got a brand new DC that they got to turn things over to as well.
Fantasy flyer, late round, Khalil Shakir. You mentioned it. Nobody was better the second half of the season in separation scores, which is usually a great predictor to follow of yards and some totals. So that's a guy that's going to get some targets.
The only problem with that is you're the only guy I know that still has a draft. I mean, Danny drafts on the opening night of the season every year.
Oh, it's my least favorite thing.
I don't know how that's possible or why you're in that league.
It's
insane.
It's something I do with one of my best buddies, and this group insists on doing it. We had it set for Monday. Two people complain, and they moved it back. They do it on opening night every year, and they think it's fun. I think it's so stupid.
So they don't acknowledge or understand that it's a terrible bit?
No, they love it. They love
it.
How they
is
love
that
it.
Possible?
I don't know. But this is the one
it's
I told you about this.
Putting up your Christmas tree on Christmas night.
I guess. I told you before, I shipped my buddy a pretty substantial amount of money. That's not even close to what the entry fee for this league is. He will not tell me what the actual price is. So we do it together. It's a great way to stay in touch. But these guys just live in a different sphere than you and I do. They're all not affected by the same forces. AFC East, New York Jets. They've been the best team on paper, non-quarterback division, for a couple of seasons. They've found a way to be 7-10 in a competitive division with some of the worst quarterback play you could possibly fathom. They won't have that now. They've still got top to bottom as good a roster as anybody in the sport, and they've got a Hall of Famer with something to prove, a literal Chip Douglas on his shoulder. The Jets win that division. Buffalo's gotten a little teeny tiny bit worse each of the last couple of seasons. Josh Allen's going to accumulate all those things. He's also going to turn it over 20-plus times combined. They're going to lose just enough games. It's Jets with 12 wins, Buffalo with 11, and Miami with 10. None after the weather starts to turn cold. So I got the Jets winning that division
by
a game.
I'll take the under on 20 turnovers for Josh Allen. Let's go to AFC North. Who's your winner?
The Baltimore Ravens. This is another one where everybody's predicting the demise. So like what you think about Buffalo is what I think about Baltimore.
I wouldn't say that. You work with me, so you hear it a lot. But they're, I think, top four in Super Bowl odds right now?
But people are saying, oh, they lost somebody. They lost their defensive coordinator. They lost. This is Baltimore. Last year, they were the best team in the NFL from wire to wire. We don't remember it that way because they didn't play very well and lost to Kansas City. They were outstanding last year. They beat everybody. They went to San Francisco on Christmas and beat the brakes off of them. They killed Miami by 40 points. They were the best team in the league. They're worse than they were before. Still good enough to win, in my opinion, the best division in sports.
They have the third best odds to win the Super Bowl right now behind the Chiefs and the 49ers. I'm going to go with the Bengals to win the AFC North. It's Joe Burrow time. He is back. He is healthy. And Ja'Marr Chase is going to play in week one. Speaking of being back, T. Higgins, like Ja'Marr Chase, is gunning for a contract. Danny, there are times where I'm trying to get paid and I'm a distraction. I think those guys go out and light it up to get paid. And it all works out, like what the team wants and what the players want.
In that moment aligns. It's like a zipper.
It's all in unison, yeah. Man. Why not? Let's all go out and make plays. I also don't think they got worse losing Joe Mixon. Zach Moss is a thumper, can be a decent running back.
I like Chase Brown.
I like Chase Brown out of the backfield catching passes as well. I think he could have a pretty good year. The offensive line's been rebuilt over the last couple of seasons. They did draft Amari Mims, who may not start right away, which tells you a little bit about their depth, their first-round pick. I don't think their tight end position's great. I wish they did something else there, but for whatever reason, Burrow has not used the tight end like a lot of quarterbacks do over the years, but they did bring in Mike Gesicki to go with Drew Sample. Defensively, they're very, very solid. Some depth added with Chris Jenkins Jr., the D-tackle, Cedric Johnson, who's going to play at defensive end, cornerback Josh Newton, added to a group that's mostly holdovers. Geno Stone, who had 7 interceptions, I believe, for the Baltimore Ravens. This past season is now in Cincinnati with the Bengals, so I just kind of like what they've got for their offensive coordinator now, new Dan Pitcher, defensive coordinator, really good annually, never gets coaching job interviews, and Lou Anarumo. Zach Taylor, staple in the playoffs when he's got Joe Burrow. I like the Bengals. I think they win 11, 12 games, and that's enough with a tiebreaker or something to overtake the Baltimore Ravens. How about we go AFC South?
Give me the Indianapolis Colts. They were in a one-score game last year with Gardner Minshew and several injuries against the Houston Texans in a winner-take-all environment. Everyone's forgotten about them. This is a good club. They don't do repeat division winners in that AFC South. It's like kind of our version here in the NFC East. It was Jacksonville was the darling. They went from terrible to good. They underachieved the following year despite all the expectations. Houston will repeat that. They'll be fine, but not the juggernaut that everybody... Right now on the FS1 shows, on the Talking Head shows, on the Shout At You shows, the Hot Takeries, it's... Is this the next challenger for the Chiefs? Are these the second best team in the NFL next to the Chiefs? Who could beat Mahomes? Is it Stroud? No, they're not there yet. That's okay. They're going to be there. They're going to be good for a long time. They got to go through a couple things. They'll be 9-8. The Indianapolis Colts will be 10-7. They will win that division.
9-8. Wow. I love Steve Palazzolo, who used to work at PFF, calls them the Shouty Shows.
The Shouties.
I just think that's so funny.
They should give awards for the Shouties.
Right. He's like, on the Shouty Shows, I just think that's so perfect. I wanted to do a quick impression of someone. Can you tell me who you think I'm being?
I know. I already know what you're going to do, but go ahead and do it.
You don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to be asleep. You're going to be like, I'm Danny on the Texans.
I have to ruin my thing.
Because I know what you're doing.
I just want to do an impression.
Go ahead and do it.
You just let me do an impression?
Yeah, sure. Go. Yeah.
My daughters.
Oh.
Go to Sitwell
Front. That's Grand Obama.
You're right. Very right. What about this? Well, but
Grant De Niro.
Ah, you're right. You're right. What about this?
Danny on the Texans. Danny on Stroud. Danny on D'Amico Ryans. Danny on Tank Dell.
You have
Nico
to get
Collins.
Me to wake up. Sorry.
Oh, Grant, sorry. Wake up, buddy.
Oh, I'm Danny. The Houston Texans. I'm sleeping on the Houston.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I did.
You didn't see that one coming.
Dee, little, dee, little, dee. Was that a telegraph machine? Come on. Come on. We're having fun.
That receiver down.
Come on.
You didn't see that one coming, did you? I was doing the Obama. You didn't know I was doing my daughters.
I did not know you were doing that.
Danny.
Mm.
On the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
You were sleeping a little.
Mm-hmm.
The division champion in the AFC South is quarterbacked by C.J. Stroud. What else do you want? I got Stephon Diggs. I got Tank Dell. I got Nico Collins. I got Robert Woods, if you're into old guys without a whole lot left.
I am. I really am.
If you're into running backs, I brought in Joe Mixon. I got Damian Pierce. If you're into tight ends, I got Dalton Schultz. I got Brevin Jordan. I drafted Cade Stover in the 4th round. What do you want? You want defensive players? I just went and got Danielle Hunter, who led the NFL in sacks last year. You like linebackers? I got some of those, too. I got a new Mike linebacker to run my defense. You like secondary players? I drafted Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock to start for me. I got Jalen Petrie going into year 3 at this point now as my nickelback. The Texans are ready, my guy. That is a 10-7, maybe an 11-6 team. That is a division champion, the Houston Texans. Which brings us to the AFC West, the always competitive, very difficult to predict AFC West.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Look at you.
Will not win the division.
Okay.
And neither will the Raiders.
Okay.
And neither will the stupid Broncos. It's the Chiefs. I think the Raiders finish last. I think the Broncos are mildly frisky and win 7 games this year with this sort of Drew Brees 2.0, Bo Nix, check it down offense and Sean Payton and company. The Chargers go 8-9. Kansas City just is on cruise control the entire time.
Chiefs, no need to tell you any more than that. I think you get the story there. Sports Grumpy said, is it fair to say whoever plays more games between Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson determines the AFC North division?
Oh, because of the injury factor?
Yeah, I mean, like if Burrow plays 11 and Jackson plays 17 Ravens, whereas vice versa, I think that's probably
It could
true.
Come down to that. I mean, again, I have no idea what to expect from Burrow this year. I think he's going to be back to being Joe Burrow, and when he is, they're excellent. But we don't have a lot of precedent for coming back from this injury, this wrist thing that he's got. You would think it's all going to line up, right, with the weaponry that they've got and, you know, as good as Jamar Chase is. And I know Higgins wants to get paid as well. The best way to do that is go out and produce. So maybe it works. I don't know. There's enough question for me to give Baltimore the nod.
Crash on Twitter says, Danny, when you patent that Jets Kool-Aid, you should call it Dark Room. Going to be fun to hear Grant rob you for the next 18 weeks.
I get that
bit. But what am I robbing you of?
I don't know. So there have been a couple of things my son has been saying lately. He accused me of selling the other day. And I was like, I don't have an e-commerce store. What are you talking about?
Do we need to go to Darris and Ryan?
We might need to.
What is
robbing or selling?
Wait, what's the first one?
Robbing. Because I guess that guy, you're robbing me.
Is that the same thing?
I don't know.
Your kid says robbing?
No, you just said robbing to me. Like, right. That guy said you're going to rob me.
Okay, but now I'm confused. But your kid said selling.
Yeah, he said.
They're related?
I don't know.
I said the robbing thing, and then you immediately told me the story about your kid.
Well, I was trying to say, that makes 2 things recently that I don't know the meaning of.
Okay.
We've got a meaning that's been established for hundreds of years of the language, and now there's been some sort of like, let's make the thing that's always meant something mean something totally different.
Fellas, young people, what is selling mean? If you're selling something.
It just basically means as if that he's not going to be trying. You're selling.
Like fronting?
You're fronting, sure.
Is that
you're
fair?
Not trying?
Or you're not trying.
Oh.
So it's the opposite of a try hard.
Interesting.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Let's just say Anthony is tanking in his Madden NFL team, and so he's actually just going to be selling off the season.
Yeah, that's literally selling off, though. That's a football term.
So no, I think a better example would be Kadarius Toney tonight. Dropped 5 passes. He's selling.
Bruh is selling.
Oh, yeah. So you're bad, basically.
Yeah. So my son yelled, and it was sort of at me, but it was kind of like to the character on Roblox, are you Amazon, bruh, because you're selling? And he just sort of yelled that. And I was like, are you yelling at me? Is this someone you're playing with?
Anthony just brought up another good kind of like alternative term for it, point shaving. It's kind of the same as point shaving.
Oh, God. Yeah,
selling and point shaving is kind of the same thing.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay.
Okay.
But while we have Anthony, who's up on these terms, what is robbing me? Is that a term?
Robbing?
Yeah. This guy says I'm going to be robbing Danny all season.
Because my prediction is the Jets win the division and Grant's is
Buffalo. Is he saying because it's a
Buffalo.
Bad prediction I'm going to take money from you?
Oh,
that's what it seems like.
It could be that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Or it's going to be you're going to be able to take advantage of me all season long.
I think robbing means like, I take something of yours that isn't mine. That isn't.
That's how we think of it normally.
Like you're walking down the street and I grab your wallet. That would be robbing.
Now, and you make it yours?
Yeah. Mm. Now it's my wallet.
Now it's your wallet.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.